All right, it is Tuesday morning, and there is some good news on the social media front when it comes to our teens. It would seem that with the kids with their faces in the phone all the time, maybe there's something going on there. Actually, they say they're all happy and well-adjusted, at least many of them do. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Sherry Preston. Sherry, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this new survey shows that kids are really doing all right.
Yeah, this is a survey done by a group called Common Sense Media, and they have been surveying teens for several years. The last big study they did about social media and kids was about 6 years ago, back in 2012, and a lot has changed since then. First of all, we want to talk about self-esteem in kids. Yeah, teens are a lot more likely to say that social media has had a positive rather than a negative effect on how they feel. I think a lot of us as parents sometimes look at our kids, they're on the phone, you know, maybe they're just surly because that's what teenagers do.
Right.
That has nothing to do with social media. In fact, 25% say they are less lonely when they're on social media. 20% say they're more confident. 18% say they feel better about themselves. And 21% say they feel more popular when they are on the phone. So they feel better about it. Kids are mostly on Snapchat. 41% of them are. That's their go-to social media site of choice. The second one after that is Instagram with 22%. And only 15% of kids say Facebook is the first place they go, even though back in 2012, it was 68%. Now, teenagers think Facebook is mostly for old people.
I guess they're right. I mean, we should have known this would happen eventually. That's got to cause some concern for Mr. Zuckerberg and his friends at Facebook.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to think that, you know, they do own Instagram, so it's not that far off. But yeah, when you're thinking about that, I mean, you're talking about teenagers because it's what happens in a lot of times when you're looking at media. You know, people get used to a certain kind of media, social or otherwise, and you know, you age out of there. You go on. I mean, Facebook still has over 2 billion people on there, so they're not that concerned. But yeah, as they look down the road, they might want to start thinking about doing some different things. And it's one of the reasons that Zuckerberg and company had announced during their last earnings call that they were going to start doing a lot more of those, Facebook Live videos, and those were a lot harder to monetize, and those were something that, you know, kids are going to have to get used to and stuff like that. So a lot more stuff in Facebook Stories as well. They're trying to promote that as well, and, you know, some people just don't get it, don't want to get it, but they're hoping they can get more young people on board.
I feel old, Sherry, because I don't have, nor do I really understand Snapchat, but I'm on Facebook all the time.
Well, yeah, I think that's, you know, I mean, that's the thing. My kid's number one choice is Snapchat by far. And, you know, Instagram after that, and he really doesn't go on Facebook all that much either. One 16-year-old in this poll was asked what she uses Facebook for, and she says, to get in touch with Grandma and Grandpa. So, there we go.
There
great,
you go.
Great, right?
That's
yeah.
Right in a nutshell. That's exactly it. Well, some good news, encouraging news. We don't have to worry as much about our kids on social media, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one other quick thing is kids say that 6 years ago they actually preferred to talk to their friends face-to-face. Now, a lot of them much prefer texting.
Yeah, my daughter has friends that I haven't seen in years, but she keeps in touch with on a regular basis. Now, I know you've got a teenager at home that, is no longer using Facebook?
He's on Facebook, but not as much as Snapchat and not as much as Instagram, and definitely texting. I mean, sometimes we even have to text him down for dinner. You know, you've got the headphones on, you've got the laptop on, you're studying, you're doing homework. It's like calling doesn't do any good anymore. You got to text. Okay, dinner's ready.
Yeah,
okay, why don't you say something?
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that. I think that's
you know,
a common
makes you feel
scenario.
Weird, but that's how they communicate.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to use the medium that they're using. Sherry, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining
us. Take care,
Paul.